siru omusango kitabo kya Bible.
And the good gate of the seven seals from the Bible.
Okuleta omusana okutuukiridde obulungi.
Bringing the perfected light which is very clear.
Okutegeerera ddala amazima.
To understand of truth.
Yes, ye bazima.
Praise Jesus.
Tujjukira Katonda ayagala abantu bonna okulokoka.
Remember God loves all people to get saved.
Naye n'okutuukira ddala mu kumanya amazima gonna.
But reaching into knowing all truth.
Yes, ye bazima.
Praise Jesus so much.
So abakkiriza okuweebwa omwoyo wa Katonda.
Those who accept be given the Spirit of God. We can move on to bring all the light of the knowing of the Word of God.
So right,
everyone will briefly give you how the truth seekers, how the truth seekers of God and His kingdom and the righteousness, the kingdom of heaven, how can they can get off the seven seals from the book of God, the Holy Bible, bringing light of knowledge, of knowing all truth, as we've heard. God wants all people to be saved and to reach into knowing all truth, but not just to get saved. But many more get saved and they remain stagnant there, and it causes them to get destroyed for not knowing all truth.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But this time God has given us grace and we can have all that light through the Spirit of God. According to Daniel 5 verses 11, God speaks like this. He explains his spirit in the true seekers of God. He can bring the light of knowing all truth.
Daniel 5:11. Waliwo omusajja mu bwakabaka bwo omuli omwoyo gwa bakatonda abatukuvu, ne mu mirembe gya kitaawo omusana n'okutegeera n'amagezi, n'amagezi ga Katonda byalabikira mwoyo, ne kabaka Nebukadduneza kitaawo, kabaka kitaawo n'amufuula omukulu w'abasawo n'abafumu n'Abakaludaaya n'abalaguzi.
Yes, he was
good. Praise Jesus. Anytime we hold the Spirit of God, we can bring the light of wisdom and the knowledge and the understanding, every secret, and we surpass any person who would have thought to understand.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
like we told you last time,
that
this book, the Bible, spent a long time in heaven holding its seals, and we have gotten all.
And
we remember another thing. The copy of this book given us some time back.
We
are supposed to move on, remove those seals,
and
move on to bring the total knowledge, bring out the light of everyone,
which
was written in this holy book. According to Revelation 5, verse
1.
Revelation 5 from verse 1.
Neetaba mukono ogwatyo ogwoyo yali atudde ku ntebe, ekitabo ekiwandiikiddwa munda ne kungulu, ekisibiddwa ennyo obubonero omusanvu, olinnya olw'okubiri. Neetaba malayika ow'amaanyi ng'awulira n'eddoboozi ddene nti ani asaanidde okwanjuluza ekitabo n'okubembula obubonero bwakyo omusanvu.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. This book, though all the entire years of BC, as it is in the kingdom of heaven, it was there and no one could remove its seals.
We
understand deeper truth behind it. Brings out light of things God speaks in the scriptures. And in those days that appeared in heavens and earth, no one appeared to remove its seals. But like we first told you, that the copy of that book in heaven, which had been given out of us, according to Daniel chapter 10, verses 19 and 21.
Daniel 10 from verse
19.
Nayogera nti gwe omusajja omwagalwa ennyo, totya, emirembe gibeere gy'oli, beera n'amaanyi, weewaawo. Bila na amani. Aho bwe yogira nangi nempebwa amani. Nenchegera nti mukama wangi ayogere kubanga ompadde amani. Olwabiri. Nali okayogera nti omanyi kyenvudde nti kya gy'oli. Ne kaakano naddayo okulwana n'omulangira w'ekwerusi. Era bwe ndivaayo laba omulangira w'obuyonaani alijja.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Malaika Gabriel.
Angel Gabriel.
Yagamba Daniel.
He told Daniel,
that
do you know why I have come unto you?
And
we have battlings with the principalities in the
kingdom.
But the main issue
to
tell him what is written in the Holy Bible in heaven. According to Daniel
10:21,
Daniel 10 verse 21.
Naye nakubuulira ebyawandiikibwa mu byawandiikibwa ebyamazima.
Yes,
Jesus.
Yamugamba ngenda kutegeeza.
He told him, I'm going to tell you
ebyandiikibwa ebyamazima.
Written in the book of truth.
Malayo olunyiriri olwo.
Daniel 10 verse 21.
Naye
nakubuulira mu byawandiikibwa ebyamazima. So si wali ali ku luyi lwange okulwanyisa abo. Wabula Mikayiri omulangira wamwe.
Yes, Jesus.
Praise Jesus so much.
Ngabo tuzetegera ku malaika Gabriel.
Like we've understood on Angel Gabriel.
Aliwo okubunya ekigambo kya Katonda.
Is there to spread the word of God.
Amazima g'ekigambo yagajjanga mu ekyo kitabo ekiri mu ggulu.
The truth of the word he quoted from the Bible in heaven.
So we kyalabika okubeerako siiwezo.
We need appear to hold those seals.
Yes, Jesus.
Praise Jesus so
much. Bagamba obayinza okukiwa eyasoma.
And they said there they can give it the land.
Naagamba sobola kusoma kubanga kiriko
si. And they say I cannot read it for it is sealed.
Ne bakiwooya atasoma.
And they give it to the illiterate.
Ne kirabika nga era kiriko si.
And it appears with a seal.
Okusinziira bw'atunyonnyola mu Isaiah 29 9.
According to how he explains in Isaiah 29 from verse 9.
Isaiah esula ya 29 n'olunyiriri lwa 9.
Isaiah 29 from verse 9.
Mulindirire mwewuunye. Mwesimire ddala muzibe amaaso. Batamidde naye sina mwenge. Batagata naye sina kitamiisa. Olw'ekkumi. Kubanga Mukama afuse ku mmwe omwoyo gw'otulo otungi. Era asibye amaaso gammwe. Bannabbi n'emitwe gyammwe. Abalaguzi. Agibiseeko.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Jesus.
Omwoyo omutukuvu.
The Holy Spirit.
Agenda maaso n'ofulumya obubaka buno.
He most on release message.
Nakoramu nekira bamalayika.
And he works with the angels army.
Bwe yalaga nti bannabbi ne bakabona.
When he showed that the prophets and the priests.
Emitwe gyabwe gyali gibikiddwako.
Their eyes had been covered, their heads.
Nga giriko ekibikkako.
And they have a covering.
Era nga ne bagala okutegeera tebayinza kutuukira ddala mu kumanya.
Though they wanted to understand, they could not reach in knowledge.
Kugamba nga bw'asoma ekigambo kya Katonda Bible.
When they read the word of God, the Bible.
Okutuukira ddala ku kinyusa eky'omusana gwennyini ogw'ekigambo.
Reaching into the real light of the word.
Nga kyetaaga okuggyako siiru ze twolekedde okuggyako.
He let remove the seals we are heading to remove.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Era yeyongera nga agamba bw'ati.
And he moved on, spoke this.
Daniel esula ya 29 n'olunyiriri lwa 11.
Daniel 9 verse 11.
N'okwolesebwa kwonna kufuuse gye muli ng'ebigambo eby'omu kitabo ebisibwako akabonero. Abantu kye bawa omuntu yayigirizibwa nga boogera nti soma kino nkwegayiridde. Nayogera nti siyinza kubanga kisibwako akabonero.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus.
Agamba nti ekitabo kino Bible.
He said that this book, the Bible, it came in the visions and the dreams, and it came in the trance, and others got through Urim, others the Adotas, others the Thummim. That's all spiritual transports are. But the problem, remain with the seals which hindered someone entering the real life, get the full knowledge of the real
world,
and you could not add in it, and you've not subtracted in it, and you've not twisted the meanings. But when you get off these seals, it helps you to understand the truth. The book you can give the illiterate, like they first gave it to the land, it became very hard for them. Let's read them here. Isaiah 29 verse 12.
Ne bamuwa ekitabo oyo atayigirizibwa nga boogera nti, soma kino nkwegayiridde. N'ayogera nti, siyigirizibwanga.
Yes, give us
your praise.
Jesus,
the same book which they give the land in the study of the world, and they will claim to study theology, and they give it to them, they say it is sealed. I've not been able to get light of that word. I've not been able to get the full knowledge to be able to explain.
It's
like you see the kingdom of heaven. It's written in all these scriptures. But someone to give you the real light of how heaven appears, and those in it, how they appear, and how do they go in it? How do they get from there?
And
they cannot reach into that light to bring it. Because the book has appeared with a seal, and the seal are made by the Spirit of God, and it will be needing the Spirit of God on those who are learned of the world, those in theology,
those
in the Bible College,
those
in Bible University, and
they
have had to see and know of these seals, that they can see they move on to get the life of the understanding of truth. That's why the journey was moved through the Bible, the journey of heaven.
They
will bring you light of the scriptures
unto
those spoken of.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But in this,
only
person with the seven spirits of God
is
the one who can move on, remove those seals after they have gotten fullness of the Holy Spirit, as he speaks like this in Revelation
5.
Revelation 5 from verse 4.
Nange nekaba nnyo amaziga, kubanga tewalabika eyasaanira okwanjuluza ekitabo, newankubadde okukitunuulira. Olunyo olw'okutaano. Omu ku bakadde n'angamba nti, tokaaba, laba, empologoma ow'omu kika kya Yuda, ekikolo kya Dawudi, yawangula okwanjuluza ekitabo n'okubembula obubonero bwakyo omusanvu.
Yes,
praise Jesus. In the era of BC,
like
you read what was in the kingdom of heaven, when the book still held seals,
now
we know ever since Christ died and raised up, this book in the kingdom of heaven
is
no more having these seals.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
The
seals were removed from it. The much spirit of wisdom in it, the understanding which is much, and the counsel which is big, together with the much power of the word,
with
the knowledge which is very far. deeper knowledge. There is the extreme fear of God. And there is also the Spirit of God, who proves that God is the Father and the Son.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now it was very hard that you open up those seals
to
get out the wisdom which is extreme, and bring the castle filled with all the light.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Amen. So much. And the one with the seven spirits of God, they can do that. For the Holy Spirit himself, he gathered the book, the Bible, and he moved on to put it in much wisdom and in the much understanding.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Amen. Because is the key and the compass of God, as the Holy Spirit is in his fullness, the things he told us to be first so where they are, and their greatness and the wisdom within them and the understanding in them, and then revealed to them. Now it needs he himself to be together with us to move on, reveal those words and to teach them to us. When he explains in Revelation, he says this.
Revelation 5:6.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Apostle John, after he wept tears and he saw no one opening the seals on the book,
yes,
praise Jesus so much, he wept much tears. He reached to be told that there is someone who overcame, the Lion of Judah, the Lamb of God, whom we know well as the Lord Jesus. And he appeared with seven eyes and the seven spirits of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And he had the authority to be able to open up these seals. That's why he speaks this. Revelation 5:7.
Nakijja mukono ogwa ddyo ogwo yatudde ku ntebe olw'omunaana. Bwe yatoola ekitabo, ebiramu ebina n'abakadde 24 ne bavunama mu maaso g'omwana gw'endiga, buli muntu ng'alina ennanga n'ebibya ebya zaabu ebijjudde obubaane, kwe kusaba kw'abatukuvu. Olw'omwenda ne bayimba oluyimba oluggya nga boogera nti, osaanidde okutoola ekitabo n'okubembula obubonero bwakyo, kubanga wattibwa n'obulira Katonda olw'omusaayi gwo mu buli kika n'olulimi n'abantu n'eggwanga.
Praise Jesus so much. The Lord Jesus Christ, he appeared with the seven spirits of God and he had the seven eyes of God, and they said he was worthy to open that book and to take off its seals.
There was
so much right here before, how the Lord removed the seals according to Revelation 6. And he moved on to show that the scriptures of truth, they have the truth of where they were gotten as they were being written. When you take off the seal in Revelation 6, you take off the seal and you see the four living creatures, and they speak and they are living, and they also show you angels and the different places.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Now the seven spirits of God, they are the seven eyes of God,
can
help us remove the seal from the word of God,
to
move on, connect and reach an understanding. For he speaks here in Proverbs 1:23, and he says, if we accept his rebuke, He can pour His Spirit upon us, and He will draw us to understand His words. He speaks this.
Proverbs 1
verse 23.
Mukyuke olw'okunenya kwange. Laba, naafukanga omwoyo gwange gye muli, n'abamanyisanga ebigambo byange.
Yes, dear, but
praise Jesus
so much.
If we turn to the rebuke of God, the Holy Spirit,
God
can give us His Holy Spirit in His fullness, and
He
begins to reveal us the words of God,
and
how He can quicken those words, because they move in the seals He made Himself, as the Holy Spirit His fullness is. That the book appeared with seven seals, and we know it's the Holy Spirit and His fullness. And each seal represented something. The first seal represented the much wisdom.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And the second seal and hidden in it much understanding.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. When we turn to the Spirit of the Lord, Himself can reveal us those words and we understand their life as it is. It gets to be very hard
for
people seeking God, and they cannot remove these seals, and they think to understand the truth of all things and to bring the light of all understanding. Now, in things shown me in the journey of heaven, some of the major issues was much on these seals, which hinder us understand all which is in heavens and earth, and those up above the heavens, and those in the new heavens and the new earth. What hinders us understand those?
They
are the seals hiding the much wisdom and understanding. Our thought cannot meditate and imagine of that understanding.
So,
because we've been told they come from the seven spirits of God, the words of the kingdom of God, and they are purified seven times.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. When you read in Revelations 1 and verses 4, that the words of God, they pass through the seven spirits to come to reach unto us, as they are in the book of heaven, in the seven spirits. Still, that's how they were brought to us. In the book Bible we have in the world,
and
filled with the seven spirits of God. That's why he speaks like this. Revelations 1 verses 4.
Yokana eri ikanisa omusambu ezomu Asia. Ikisa chiberenga na mwe ne mirembe bifa erioyo. Abao, ere yabao, erajia okubao. Ere bifa erie mioyo omusambu ejiri umaso gentebe ye.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. The word of God as the Bible is, in the Old and New Testament, they pass through the seven spirits.
And
the one who seeks God in truth and is seeking His book
to
be able to seek God, His kingdom and the righteousness, the kingdom of heaven, you can get the build
according
to the purification of the seven times, the word purified seven times, that which was passed through seven spirits of God,
and
that which was seen by the seven eyes of God. I told you the Holy Spirit in His fullness, as the seven spirits are, they are the seven eyes of God still, those which first saw something and they grow it in the wisdom and much understanding in the great counsel.
And
thus in the much power.
Okumanya okunji.
The knowledge which is much.
Kugamba, okutia mukama okwechi.
The fear of God which is extreme.
Chovula mange chitabu chino Bible which is
omega. The book of Bible when it's read.
Emiaka ni emiaka tichigwa kumotindo.
All years it's never got meaningless and powerless.
Yes, it was.
Praise Jesus.
Tichigwa kumotindo okwechike cha wakuru.
Never phased out.
Buri mirembe jitia na magezi gaji.
Every generation comes with its wisdom.
Negasa ana u.
And it's destroyed.
Neba wandi kwa.
And they print other books to see to get wisdom.
When
they release another, it competes with what was before. But the book Bible, all years has never been competed again. Why?
The
one who wrote it in the fullness of the seven spirits. And still there are his seven eyes. The living God. He who used to see what's meant to be written. In those which were above the heavens in the beginning, and those which are after creations of heavens and earth
in
its fullness. And he writes even in those going to be coming after the passing away of heavens and earth, which are as we had the new heavens and the new earth and what's born above the heavens. Now the fullness of the Holy Spirit and they are the seven eyes of God.
They
move on seal of peace in those criteria like we first saw,
and
still they gathered us all the seven spirits are, and they wrote in the book of heaven and
give us
a photocopy on the world, and it's in the wisdom which will never get aged and it will never be phased out, and it's wisdom which is forever.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
He speaks much in Corinthians of it.
First
Corinthians chapter 2.
From
verse 1 to 7.
That
not the wisdom of this age. So olden eras. Understanding is olden. The castle which is olden. The power which is olden. And the knowledge which is olden, the fear of God which is indeed olden, and
the
creation passing by fears
of God,
which is just study of his word,
spirit
who strengthened and never shaken. And God who is never shaken. Every generation will bring it to find it in that power.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
People fight with it and the devil.
And
fight with the book to try to dilute wisdom in it. Change the understanding in it. The counsel of all generations. The power which is not, which is much, and the knowledge which is extreme, and they try to change, but the book you can never change it. Remember, everyone you need to try to change it. If you're to change, but it's come. For every word hides its meaning here. And when you cast to the one ahead, and the one down
who
said the one ahead has been changed.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
The
meaning of what is behind is what explains what's ahead. There are two words on the line, and they're just two.
No, so
and you read.
So,
the first word, in the beginning, God created heavens and earth. And you put the beginning, God created the universe. And the first word will say, we never saw of such a word. And you think in the beginning they created the universe? When you take away just beginning and never happens, and you say created heavens and earth, where was he when he did that? He must have been in the beginning.
So, that
ahead will tell you, restore the one behind me you've taken away. It's what proveth my strength. And the one behind says, restore the one ahead of me to explain to me.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
So, Bafubie,
they have tried.
It's impossible
to change the wisdom in the world. That's why it tells them in Proverbs
12,
verses 6
and 7.
His word is purified 7 times.
Zaburi esura ya 12 n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga. Ebigambo bya Mukama by'ebigambo ebirongoofu nga feeza egezebwa mu kyoto ku nsi erongosebwa emirundi omusanvu.
Yes, ebigambo bya Mukama,
the words of God,
bigambo birongoofu,
are flawless.
As
God will purify the 7 times,
and
passed it in the 7 spirits. Those are the 7 spirits, and still they are the eyes which saw that this thing is like this, even all its greatness, and it was written about and is sent for us.
So to
encourage you, all children of God,
all
over the entire world,
to look and
not be dismayed towards this book.
It's
the best book with the highest wisdom, the understanding, the great counsel in it, the power which is much, which created heavens and earth, and all its fullness. Knowledge which is extreme.
If
you speak a knowledge like that, it fails me. I cannot even reach it.
Don't you read
Psalms 139, verse 1 to 10.
Knowledge
like that is extreme.
Yes, the ever
praise Jesus. All fearing of God which is eternal. Right on him the great things in
the
and every person has to finish up fearing God. And every knee has bowed. Every tongue has confessed Jesus as Lord. And the Holy Spirit of God is never shaken. Glorify the Father and the Son.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus
from us.
That's why when he speaks with us, he says, all his words from his mouth are flawless.
He
explains to the book, the Bible.
And
you seek God in truth, the kingdom of his and his righteousness, the kingdom of heaven. You have to trust this book in truth. For the past many generations, made with the highest wisdom and print books in the world, but they cannot compete. And God remains saying, if they have rejected my words, what wisdom is within them? Let's read in Jeremiah.
Jeremiah 8
verses 8.
Mwogera mutya nti tulina amagezi n'amateeka ga Mukama gali naffe? Naye laba ekkalamu y'obulimba eyabawandiisi ewandiisa ebitali by'amazima.
Omanyi bawandiisa ebitabo?
No, they have written and printed books in this world.
Katonda n'atuuka n'agamba muwandiise naye si by'amazima.
God riches say of written, but things are not of truth.
Yeremia isulaya munana nolinyiru wa muenda.
Yeremia 8 verse 9.
Abagezigezi bako watidua ensonyi. Bake ngentelirwa bawambitua. Laba baganyi ichigambo cha Mukama era magezi ki agali mu bo
n'agambo banga baganya ekigambo kya
Katonda
abagezigezi baswadde kaakano
bakyaludde
ebbanga nga baganya ekigambo kya
Katonda
era n'ababuuza magezi ki agali
mu bo
kati okuyita mu lugendo
lw'eggulukatonda
ng'aleeta ekitabo
ky'okujjukizaebyo
ebikwata ku kitabo
Bayibuli
agenda kuddamu atabikule ebyamazima ebiri mu kitabo
kino okutandikira
ku nsi
yaffe
tufulumemu tulabe ensi endala
mwenda tulabe
emyezi
tulabe
enjuba
tulabe
obwakabaka
bw'emmunyeenyi
tulabe ku
magombo
obwekulungirivu
bw'eggulu
kubanga bangi abawandiise ku bino
naye
kalamu yabwe
n'ebalimbanaye
bayibuli yawandiika
nadda
amagezi agatasoboka
kuyimiririza bagenze
okutwala ebizungirizi
bakeberekeberenayo
yawandiika dda ku buli kintu
kyonna
Yesu
yebazibwa
ate ng'ekyabongerayo ku mulyango
gw'okulaba
amagulu amalala agali mu asatu agali mu kitundu kya
waggulu
ate ebatwale ne waggulu
w'eggulu
ku byaliwo ku ntandikwa
kati
ebiwandiikiddwa ku nsi kuno
ogenda
okulaba nga sitandadi yaabyo y'abaana
bato
nga tebitwalibwa na mukuteesa kwa
katondabutabo
bw'abaana bato
kalitoyinza
nabugeraageranya na kitabo
bayibuliolw'amagezi
amangi
ddala
n'okutegeera okususa okuli mu kigambo kya
katonda
nga tugenda okutandika okugyako siru emu ng'emyoyo gya katonda omusanvu
weera
nga ge maaso ga katonda
yayogera
bwati mu ngero
ngero
essuula eno ey'omunaana n'olunyiriolwokuna
ngero essuula ey'omunaana n'olunyiriri olwokuna mmwe abasajja mbakoowoola n'eddoboozi lyange liri eri abaana b'abantu
ffenna yatuyita amawanga n'ebika
n'ennimibajje
kaakana ababuulira ebigambo
ebyekitaboyasooka
okwogera edda mu kitabo
bayibuli
ng'ebwe kiri mu ggulu
ate
nga kyekiri ku nsi bayibuli
emweeyogerera
ku sitandadi ey'omu ggulu nga bamalayika bwe bategeera ebiramu ebina abakadde abirimu
abana
ng'okutegeera kwa katonda
naffe
kwe yatusindikira mu kitabo kino
ekitukuvuolaba
nga anziemu okukoola abasajja bonna
ab'olansi
amawanga n'ebika
n'ennimi
engero essuula ey'omunaana n'olunyi lwakutaano mwe abatalina magezi mutegeerenga obukabakaba nammwe abasirusiru mubeerenga n'omutima ogutegeera olw'omukaaga muwulire kubanga nnaayogera ebigambo ebirungi ennyo n'okwasama emimwa gyange kunaavaamu eby'ensonga olw'omusanvu kubanga akamwa kange kanaayogera eby'amazima n'obubi bwa muzizo eri emimwa gyange olw'omunaana ebigambo byonna eby'omu kamwa kange biri mu butuukirivu mu byo temuli ekikyamakyama newankubadde ekyenyodde
mu bigambo bya katonda
biri
mu butuukirivu tukuzibwa mu mirundi musanvu okuyita mu y'omusanvu
egyakatondaso
temulimu wadde ekikyamakyama newankubadde
ekyenyodde
era yongera n'agamba
engero essuula ey'omunaana n'olunyi lwa mwenda byonna byangu eri oyo ategeera era bya nsonga eri abo abalaba okumanya
nti byonna ebyawandiikibwa ebyamazima byangu eriyo yategeera era n'abo abalaba okumanya Yes, he was
raised in the
form.
When you see knowledge, it's when you see the Spirit of God. When you see understanding, you see the Spirit of God. And they get to be easy your way.
And
you reconnect them. Now, if we have the hope like that, we shouldn't return backwards. For we are here to see realities of things how they are.
And
we read in the Word of God. We read in the Bible and we see how things are. Explain the second Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 12. He spoke this. Second Corinthians chapter 3 verse 12.
Kale ngabe tulina esubi eliyenkana awo tuogera n'obuvumu bungi. Olw'ekkumi n'essatu, so singa Musa eyebikanga ku maaso ge, abaana ba Isirayiri balemenga okwekaliriza enkomero y'ekyo ekyali kiggwaawo. Olw'ekkumi n'ennya, naye amagezi gaabwe gaakakanyazibwa, kubanga n'okutuusa leero ekyokubikkako kiri kikyaliwo mu kusomebwa kw'endagaano ey'edda.
Oluvannyuma lw'okuba nti waliwo siiru.
After that there was a seal.
Abantu amagezi geyongera okukakanyalira ddala.
People, their mind moved on to get more hardened.
Bw'aba asoma tasobola kufuna kutegeera kuli kwennyini.
When they read, they can't get the real understanding.
Omusana ogw'okutegeera ddala amazima gonna.
Understanding all truth.
Naye kaakano Mukama ky'aleeta mu nsi.
Right now what God brings in the world.
Ng'ayita mu kanisa ye.
When he passes through his church.
Kanisa y'obulokozi.
Church of salvation.
Aleeta okuba nga tuleeta omusana ogwo.
Brings us in delight in us.
Okumulisiza ddala ebintu byonna nga bwe biri.
Lighting all things how they are.
If
the world understand, realize where it is, in what place, whether it's in the torment of the heaven or in the ground, and what's in it, how were they put there? They have written the book of God.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Amen.
To the many children of God who are going to study astronomy, they try to connect and get understanding through that. See whether they pass through NASA to give them truth. The truth of what was created.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
The
church all along never brought them out.
Has
the church ever brought out our appearance? I tell you how it appears. Ask the pastor how big are the stars.
You
only see those small things up there. Bible speaks of the size of the stars.
So we
don't need us church trust the astronauts. We go study their prints of the NASA. The NASA would have joined on us just to prove what we've told.
It's
us telling them and they go to prove what we've told them. And when they add poison in the information, we correct it. The truth of all things is in the scriptures of truth.
Everything
in the format created by God. Everything is written down in the scriptures. Their size and their meaning.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus. But because in us children of God,
could not
pass through the word of God to see the things. Remember he had said that take the word as a mirror, binoculars which could see far.
We
have joined on our technology. Clear as the mirror of the word of God says. Also explain and says.
Second Corinthians 3 verse 14. Kubanga n'okutuusa leero ekyokubikako kiri kikyaliwo mu kusomebwa kw'endagaano ey'edda nga tekinnaggibwawo, ekyo kivaawo mu Kristo. Olw'ekkumi n'ettaano, naye okutuusa leero ebya Musa bwe bisomebwa ekyokubikkako kiri ku mutima gwawe
nti abantu bakyalina ebyokubikka kute tebagibwangako siiru
still hold seals
kitegeeza ekyokubikako ku magezi kirina okubeera
means the covering on their mind has to be on
nga tegasobola kwetakuluza okulaba ebiri ewa
and they cannot unwrap to see things far
n'okunyonyola amagezi ga katonda gonna nga bwe gali
explain all wisdom of god how it is
ayongera n'agamba
Bakolinsi ekyokubiri 3:16
Second Corinthians 3:16
naye bwe gukyukira mukama waffe ekyokubikkako kijibwawo 17 naye mukama waffe gwe mwoyo era awaba omwoyo gwa mukama waffe gwe waba eddembe
mukama waffe gwe mwoyo era omwoyo wa katonda
olabisibwa
ng'abasomesa byonna
ng'abajjukiza
byonna ngaafuuka amafuta agatuyigiriza
it becomes the anointing teaching us
bayibuli ekwogerako nyumbali yokaana esooka
bible speaks much of it in 1 John
egamba nti mulina amafuta agabayigiriza mumwe
of the anointing teaching you
yes ye was
praise Jesus
so singa omwoyo wa mukama abeera amaze okutuuka mu masekati
the spirit of God has arrived in our midst
omanyi waliwo engeri gye twanoonyangamu omwoyo wa katonda
we fought for the spirit of God
tungatumanya nakujjira mu maanyi
kuba you had to come through power to beat people down
nintamumanyira mu magezi
but we never knew him through wisdom
nemukutegeera
in understanding
kuteesa omwoyo ekitalo gwa katonda
extreme counsel of God
twamumanyira nko wano omw'amaanyi
knew him only of the spirit of power
naye ng'ate nago tetugategeera bulungi
that we never knew it well
to get kenenya
as we checked it
kwanga amani gomo yo mutukufu
the power of the Holy Spirit
gakutensi mubanga ye
holds the planet us in the firmament of the heaven
tukana yonga yeti sinkumi ebintu
nda muli the entire of it also is carrying heaven
together nabo kuita ngamani that from that we gatigira
that you call the power of God you never got to know it much
amanya agakuze ritonde
power which grows creation
anawe muli
and you too are involved in grows it
yes he was
raised Jesus
kitegeza twasobolanga kulaba moyo wa katonda nga tumutegeera
you're not able to see spirit of God you couldn't understand him
wajira muwamanyira nacho kyakola tokiraba
when he came through power what it does you don't see it
ati wajira mu okumanya
when it comes to the spirit of knowledge
nga letusubira ndi abo mukanisa babira no okumanya
don't expect people in church hold knowledge
mukanisa
in the church
ngobira yabajino okumanya
are people with knowledge
babira ngayo ngabagamba abatasuma bonna babira mu
kanisa they are in church like that
yes we have
praise Jesus
era tuvura basara bayingize mu theology
that's why they started preach theology in church
ngabagamba ndi ku kusoma katonda
and they say it's the study of God
ningabwono nyache basoma katonda na bisi kwewu
what the study of God in theology is surprising
katuba akukitsa mi kanisa
the real church
era mu bategera
in church that no people understanding
ukanga bebali ne kirabe kina amagezi amanyi
they are the ones with the book with much wisdom
nokutegeera okunje
much understanding
naye ngobuza uwo mu kanisa
to ask a person
omubuza ebimera bimera bitya
ask them how to plant grow
ajagamba waliwo yasoma ku biology yao njogura
study
agriculture
agriculture studies
naye nga gikira mutonzi wa fete nyini kutusinza
our creator whom we worship
nga ye kabito ndake nyini
the one who created them
era nga yawandika na buli kintu kyonna mu kitabo kya
wrote down everything in our book
ejiri nga bwe kiri mu ggulu era nga bwe kiri
which in heaven is what we hold on this world
nina ewunza anna ibali wali wategeera akataako
so is there anyone understanding
ategeera kidney
we understand the kidney how it is
bagambi wanu wali yarwara kidney
wa this someone is sick of a kidney here
kitu kiki
what is a kidney
balete omusawo
get a doctor
akati gwe kanisa gwe katonda gwagamba yatonda omuntu mufana nkene mungeri
he says whether this image and likeness
ninga tusadu kitegeera
you cannot even understand it
kugamba ye kanisa ali asigala tena kumanya kumanya
had remained issues have knowledge
abi bantu abira baita ba primitive
and there people they are primitive illiterate knowing nothing and learned
era nga mumanyi byakusaba
you know it's only
service
ability begging from God
wabira ono nokusaba okutegeera
even a prayer which is understandable
ndinga kuyekula balalulalu
but we appear mad
tusingana kuwo nga tukumba
kwetu naye liko ile
wewe
marching around Jericho claiming to move it 7 times
ndinga bakubuza makuru ki
they ask what
kama ya gana
God told Joshua
kwiga manga kanisa baba manyiki mwina kutegerera
church they know you don't have understanding As God is living,
he
promised the mountain of his church to be on the top like in Micah 4 and in Isaiah 2. And we shall not be taught by God, and he will teach us his ways, and he will make us disciples. You know, Apostle Peter reached a time and he said, these people are illiterates. They got that much wisdom which understands like that.
Let
the Spirit of God, the Spirit of wisdom, understanding which is
man,
the castle which surpasses all.
And they
are unlearned, but they speak and explain.
But
right now, church,
you
preach on them, you wonder.
Even
the one learned in the schools of the world as if they are illiterates.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Even the gospel preached is surprising. Tell people they got lost, yet you yourself where you are, you don't know there. You don't know even where the planet is.
Yes, he was
raised in
science.
Science has come as if he wants to beat church and finish it. And
he
began to scorn the authority of God. And they're not there in the scriptures of truth. For they have not heard of a person
who is
there to teach of the stars in the church. And they
thought
they are the wise, the astronauts. They have searched about them.
The
church we've been in, and you know one thing, eat and drink. Just as the scriptures we read out of the Bible.
Drinking,
go and travel to nations.
Building
houses.
The
wing of God, we had put it aside.
Told
us in verse 18, 2 Corinthians chapter 3.
2
Corinthians 3, verse 18.
Naife fena, wetuma sama sa ngi endabiruamu, echiti wacha mkama wafe, amasa gafe, ngagajidu wako echo kubikako. Tufananyizibwa engeri eri okuva mu kitiibwa okutuuka mu kitiibwa.
Yes, we have a
praise
Jesus. Amen.
When we turn to the Lord Jesus,
tubeera n'ebinokulasi ebirengera.
Our binoculars which can foresee.
Tusobya bikwana engeri tuna tugiraba.
We read scriptures yet we see all things.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Ebyaliwo,
those which were
kuntandikwa
in the beginning,
waguru w'eggulu,
above the heavens, you can see them.
N'onyonyola n'okunywala.
And you explain, they wonder how you understood it. And those which are after creations of heavens and earth and their fullness. And all you are here, but you can read and explain them. You think we first got binoculars of the NASA and we came drafting this heaven after? Is there a binoculars which can draft a heaven like this?
Yes, he was
raised Jesus. For the satellites that put in the space, they reached that they saw something is not finishing, it's endless to them.
Universe.
They called it the universe.
Never.
And they wanted to come in our Bible.
But
and they begin. In the beginning, God created the universe. Don't make us foolish.
Wow.
Wisdom ended on the word universe. Our wisdom moves on to reach the first heaven,
which is
the rim above. The second heaven with four living creatures. To the third heaven.
And
goes to above the heavens.
Amen.
Now
your satellites end there.
We have
mirrors of the word of God.
Yes, we have
praise
Amen.
Jesus.
So,
let's begin with the seal
of
the Spirit of the Lord.
And prophecy
of things. Seal of the Spirit of God. Or the Holy Spirit. What do we expect to find in Him? What in Him appear how? I want to briefly bring them. You get detail of only that book.
Yes, he was doing.
Praise Jesus. Which speaks of the seal. Book and DVD assigned. And they are separated, speaking on the seals. They have shifted and removed from the introduction.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus
Amen.
So much.
But
we began with the seal of the Spirit of God, which we know as the eye of God or the Holy Spirit. What does he see? What did he write? According to his seeing.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Amen.
He saw what was, what was above the heavens in the beginning. He saw what is in the creations of heaven
and earth.
And he sees what's going to come. The new heaven, the new earth. But in all, what's most born out is not that the Spirit of God is not to glorify any other person except the Father and the Word. In all words he releases, if you want to realize these words are in the Spirit of God, this one in the middle is the Spirit of God, known as the eye of God, the Holy Spirit, besides his branches, on the right and the left hand. But the Spirit of God,
he
glorifies the Word, it's the Lord Jesus, and the Father. He never glorifies himself. If you want to prove what the Spirit of the Lord spoke,
you
must bring words glorifying God the Father and the Son.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Let's see in John. Let's see John 16, verses 12. And 15.
Yokana isura ya 10 na mukaga olinyiro 12.
John 16 from verses 12.
Nchali na binji okubabulira. Naye muyinza kubigumikiriza kakano. Rekominisato. Naye bwalijja oyo omwoyo wa mazima. Ana abalunga myanga mu magezi gonna.
Mu mazima. Repeat.
Olinyiro 13.
John 16 verse 13.
Naye bw'alijja oyo omwoyo ow'amazima anaabalungamyanga mu mazima gonna kubanga tayogerenga ku bubwe yekka naye byonna by'anaawuliranga by'anaayogeranga ye anaababuuliranga ebigenda okujja.
Yesu
yagamba Jesus was living the world. He had much to tell us.
We
are brought from the book of heaven. Give us a copy of the world. But he said he had no place to put them in the time.
He said
when the Spirit of truth will come, guide you into all truth.
Now,
all books of the and letters of apostles to reaching revelation, they too are in the book within heaven. The Holy Spirit will let into being written and reveal things going to be coming. As the truth are in the book of heaven. But the aspect says this. John 16:14
is
major work moving on is this. The Spirit of God, the eye of God.
Yokani sura ya 16 olinyiro 14. Oyo anangulumizanga nze kubanga kubanga anatolanga kubyange nabulira mmwe. Uri 15. Byonna byonna kitange byali nabyo bye byange. Kyenvudde ngamba nti anaatoolanga ku byange n'abuulira mmwe.
Yes, Jesus.
Praise Jesus. That the Holy Spirit
never
glorifies himself in all. That's why you see him.
Any
time he speaks of the Father
or
the Word,
the
Lord Jesus Christ,
and
he says, honor them.
And
if you want to search, those who say that they have church and that there is the Spirit, that Spirit of God
must
only glorify Christ and the Father.
Amen.
As in Hebrews
9,
that the Father of your spirits is in heaven. Now, this that spiritual Father, your fathers in the Lord. The Holy Spirit cannot accept those things.
He
never glorifies any person of the world.
You can
read all scriptures in Old New Testament.
You will
not see an angel glorified
or
in the minister except God the Father and the Son. When the Holy Spirit explains, he begins to tell us, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God.
This
is the Spirit of God himself speaking. And he explains how the beginning things were. Let's read here and see. John chapter 1, verse 1.
Kulubereberye waliwo kigambo. Kigambo naba awali Katonda, kigambo naba Katonda.
Yes, it was praise Jesus. Yo muntu kubuluwa abanyonyola agambo.
Every time the Holy Spirit expresses say,
kulubereberye waliwo kigambo.
In the beginning was the Word,
kigambo naba awali Katonda.
And the Word was with God,
kigambo naba Katonda.
And the Word was God.
Atuuliriza.
Now listen.
Kino kyolengera wano.
That you see right there.
Ye tuyita eriiso ly'omwoyo wa
Mukama. What we call eye of the Spirit of God. He looks and sees what. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. The Word is God. Now you can't find him and is on me as a minister.
Inspector
General. Says that is an inspector
general.
His lordship.
He
cannot call you such things. The Holy Spirit doesn't know God. Who was in the beginning? He knows one thing, Father.
No one.
And the Son. Has the Word. How he began. And he told us, the Word is the one who came here and closed the flesh. And he saw him as the Son.
What
it explains is John
1:14.
Let's read there and we hear.
Yohane sura soka olinyo 14.
John 1:14.
Kigambo nafuka omubiri nabera ko jetuli nitulabe kitibwa ki ekitibwa ngecho yazalibwa omuye kachitafe.
Natunya nagamba
explain it all
that kigambo wadde mwamra banga ayamba to omubiri.
For you saw the Word that closed the flesh.
Na yoyo yali okurubere ni katonda kitafe.
He was in the beginning with God the Father.
So okurumiriza kuno ko moyo wakatonda.
All convictions of the Spirit of God.
Yama ni abe kitibwa baliya.
He knows there are two honorables. When you bring another to the honorable,
you
can't find the Holy Spirit speak of them.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
Amen.
That's why when Jesus preached the world, he says, Matthew 23:9, have no any other father in the world. Your Father is one in heaven.
Yes, he was
raised in
that. Mean,
no one in that line,
yeah, Lord,
which we call the Lordship line. For the Lord,
the
three are one. No one else given their glory and honor. Those are quotations we happened from beginning.
That
man has become like one of us. That has become like one of us. And we were chased from the garden for that. Then when you find someone that is sweet crowned him,
mighty prophet,
he's a mighty prophet.
Kakati katonda bamuite mighty.
Now God to be called the mighty what?
Yes, praise Jesus. Muri mwe byo nokusoko kumanya biri musiri yo moyo wa
mukana. You know, in the seal of the Spirit of God.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus.
Nga yo moyo wa katonda yabiteka mu
and the Spirit of God put it in there.
Tebiri kyuka.
They will never change.
Amen. Even
when a son close flesh appeared
to us, he
explained us that he left his glories up there.
But we don't
need to be on the world.
Think
and regard him the way you see him.
He told us in
Isaiah 53,
says,
when we see him on the world, we don't see anything worth in him.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
So, many things are in the Spirit of God. But the major thing you have to understand, the Spirit of God never glorifies any other person.
He glorifies
the Father and His Word. The Lord Jesus. And when He stopped the Word and came on the world,
the
Lord is not restored in His glory.
He
went to the Father and told Him. He has finished his works. He has glorified you in the world. He had no glory with himself. He has been a servant.
Restored
him in the glory he was with you.
Yes, he has.
Praise Jesus.
In
John 17. Let's look here.
Yohana isura yekumine musanvu nolinyoli soka.
John 17 from verse 1.
Yesu yogera ebyo n'ayimusa amaaso ge mu ggulu n'agamba nti Kitange, ekiseera kituuse, gulumize omwana wo akugulumize.
Kati omwana ani yali amwogere?
Who was speaking on behalf of the Son?
Yes, he was
praying Jesus.
Kati yo omuntu eva bw'aba ayogera.
Anytime the Holy Spirit is speaking,
akkiriza n'omu ku bano abeere wansi.
Can't accept anyone wants to be
loved when you're
despised.
Kitafu,
the Father and the Son, when he saw the Son is the leader of the world,
they
put him to take him as a son, and yet he is God.
He
has finished the works, glorified on the world. You glorify him,
even
him on the world with his glory.
John 17, verse 2. Nga muwamua obuyinza kubalina omubiri bonna era bonna be wamuwa abawo obulamu obutaggwaawo buno bwe bulamu obutaggwaawo okumanya gwe Katonda omu ow'amazima n'oyo gwe watuma Yesu Kristo.
Obulamu obutaggwaawo,
that is eternal life,
kumanya ye Katonda omu
is not the one true God,
ne Kristo Yesu
bwetuma. Christ Jesus is saying,
lwaki omuntukuvu teyavaayo n'agamba okumanya nange nange bamanye?
The Holy Spirit come and say that even to know me is eternal life. In the Spirit of God, what you have to discover is what? If the Spirit of God is the one speaking, they shouldn't let you
any other person.
They will not glorify any other person.
He
comes and we walk with him in our mouth. He is in our mouth saying, our Father.
He
is the Spirit who makes us cry, our Father. Your father is that your pastor that is making you speak such words. It's impossible. You cry
to
our Father in heaven all the time.
My spiritual father, my spiritual father.
Where do you got in such a mouth?
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
So,
what I try to tell you, you can prove that the Spirit of God is in you, or is not in you.
You
so glorify other things, not God the Father, or the Son. It's not the Spirit of God within you.
It's
the Spirit of the devil in you, which wishes for the seat of God.
That's what I'm going to do.
You can't purify anything else.
Because
in the beginning, who began the honorables, he knows them. And he saw them.
ngaita muliso lyo moyo wa mukama
through the eye of the spirit of God
zenda nikulubirebere ngwaliwo
I have seen the beginning of the one there
kitafe
ndepa
I see you
ne chigambo to
and your word
ye mwana wo
it is your son
atwa jo mulala agamenti yentandi
kwa one come claim there at the beginning
yes he was raised in that
so ebigambo ebiri mukitiibwe
words which are in such glory
manya byafumira direct moyo wa mukama
the electric careful the spirit of the Lord
if you branch na moyo wa magese never branch spirit of wisdom
tebigena moyo
neither
ngo
ngemi omura omukage kala bujinde
as the six spirits how they are
bila ya kukurumiza mukama
atu glorify God
yes he was
raised in
amen mukama ku Yesu yayongera ko bwati
the Lord Jesus added on like this
ayina saba muze mukitiba kyalimu wamuna
yitu to let him be taken the glory was with the father
yokana isura ya 17 olinyirwa kona
John 17 verse 4
nzi nkugulumizisa konsi kubanga omulimu gwampa okukola ngukomekereza olokutano ayi kitange nekakano ngulumiza gwe wamuna awe nti nekakano ngulumiza gwe wamu nawe mukitiwa kiri kye nali nacho awamu nawe ngisite nabawo
yes you have
raised us
so ekitiwa kya kigambo kya Katonda
the glory of the word of God
come out for yes
the Lord Jesus
mwandu kumtachira miranga
the Holy Spirit has never forgotten of it
ekya mazima kiri bwe
the truth is this
bano batandika bonna
these began together
era buli bo ulire ebigambo ndi biogera ku mukama
and every time you hear the word speak of the Lord
no nyama ngunyoba waliwo moyo mutuku
look quick whether it is the Holy Spirit
oba waliwo kigambo cha
God there is the word of God
come up for yes
the Lord Jesus
ubanga waliwo kitafu
oh there is the Father
ubanga mukitwe kyo bukuru
for it the thing of being big
and chechitibwa
of honorable and glorious
ekishuka nga ko moyo mutuku
not gone beyond the Holy Spirit
oba mukama wafu Yesu
when neither the Lord Jesus
oba kitafe mwenyini
neither the Father himself
bino bimuraba abantu bakwa wansine basinza
these people will lie down and they are worshiping fellow human beings
yes he was
raised Jesus
hivyo na moyo wa mukama yeye ajira wote
those the spirit of God removes them
bwagazi yekigambe ekyo kandikwa
things that what the beginning
sirwene eyo moyo wa mukama
seal of the spirit of God
uinzo okutegeera obukulu obusukyu
be understand the extreme greatness
yes he was
raised Jesus
they want to kiss kunguru
but here we passed on the surface of it
that waga okusoko okukulaga
and we want to first show you
ibiri musiru zinozo na ezo kitabo bible
in all these seals in the book bible
yes he was
raised Jesus
kunguru wira kubayita mukama
anytime we want to call Lord
heri mukama mulala
there is no any other Lord
ye kitafwe
is the Father
ye mwana
is the Son
no moyo mutukufu
and the Holy Spirit
so to wabawe chintu chonne chikulimba
no one else should deceive and lie to you
kateri wozo kupo mukama
and it speaks to be the Lord
kale no uliro lingu yeye is Lord
if you hear someone they claim is Lordship
kale ebintu ifana bwe ebintu
like those
sakati ko uliro tukango wairizo mutukufu ndiye yabikuga
how you falsely accuse the Holy Spirit told you that
Edikambe kwa moyo wa mkama bimanyidwa
what in the spirit of the Lord are known very well
yes he was
raised Jesus
so chovora bana tugamba
that's why he tells us
according to 6 chapter 2
in 1 Corinthians chapter 2
olinyoro mwenda
verses 9
akole ko ndoro
unto 11
ndi asobola kubikule bya katonda kitafe
one can reveal things of God the Father
nyo mwana
and the Son
ye moyo wawe yekinyi abera mu
bo yes spirit himself who is in them
bakolinso ekisoka esula yako binolinyirwa mwenda
first Corinthians 2 from verse 9
naye nga mukyawandikibwa nti eliso bilitalabangako n'okutu yekutawuliranga n'ebitayingiranga mu mutima gwa muntu byonna Katonda byategekera abamwagala olw'ekkumi naye ffe Katonda yatubibikkulira ku bw'omwoyo kubanga omwoyo anoonya byonna era n'ebitategeerekeka ebya Katonda olw'ekkumi n'olumu kubanga muntu ki ategeera eby'omuntu wabula omwoyo gw'omuntu oguli mu ye era bwe kityo n'ebya Katonda siwali abitegeera wabula omwoyo gwa Katonda
yes he was
praise Jesus
ngabura bwana kikondo kye
as you see in the last stand
kiraga obujibu omwoyo
we show fullness of the Holy Spirit
tujita kine campus ya Katonda
we call it the key and compass of God
ewali ategeera bya Katonda
no one knows the things of God
okujja kwa moyo wa Katonda ali mu
except the spirit of God in them
omwoyo wa kama yono
spirit of the Lord is that one
kusina ku demonstration
according to the demonstration
ngakira ndala mu kigambo kya Katonda
yes down to the word of God
na ijira mu dalaga na
mchitafu pass through goes to the Father Father. Now he can tell us all things how they are.
Yes,
he was praise Jesus
Amen.
So much. Now it's this brethren. When we speak of seal of the Spirit of God, not those glorified in the big and major
ones,
those meant to be lords. It's the Father, it's the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The seal of the Holy Spirit are the ones.
The
problems show you your greatness. And
they
speak words, I am the beginning, I am the end. All those are in the word of the Spirit of God.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Mm.
So in all that's what I want you to understand. When he explained us in Matthew 11, he said, no one knows the Father except the Son. No one knows the Son except the Father. And every person who wishes to reveal them to him. Now is one. He can send to reveal us on concerning the Son and that concerning the Father. Let's read and we hear.
Matthew 11:25.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Come up, yes, Christ, he was
the Lord saying, Jesus Christ thanked in those days.
What way began baby
that they are great words which were hidden from the wise of the world. And they can't explain how the Father began with these words.
Yes,
the Lord Jesus, together with the Holy Spirit, but that to his heart, we can briefly bring it and you understand it. When we get off seal of the Spirit of God, the eye of God,
it
enlightens us how they began.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
He
moves on, speak and say,
Matthew 11:26. Wewawo, kitangi, kubanga wajitu wachasimiwa mumaso go. Ebintu yonabi yankwasibwa kitangi. Sasi wali muntu amanyi omwana, wabula kitawe. Sote wali muntu amanyi kitawe, wabula omwana. Na buli muntu omwana, gwayagala okumubikulira.
Yes, he was
raised
in us.
The Father,
akora wakuru
he walks above the heavens. In the beginning, just as you see that big base down there, after we pass through all the heavens and we go above the heavens, we head right to the beginning where the Father began with the Word, and they said the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. But the one explaining us is the Holy Spirit. He, their spirit, the Spirit of the Father, and the Spirit of Christ.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Amen.
When we shall move in the journey of heaven, no one else is to be glorified. The Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. You hope someone is going to take his glory to themselves.
He
told us to not give his glory to another.
It
means now you're going to be able to read the Bible well.
And
you know that right now this is the Holy Spirit telling us. He is glorifying the Father. He is glorifying the Word. The Lord Jesus. So the Lord Jesus, he is glorifying the Father. Oh, the Father
is
glorifying the Word. You know the Father. At times he comes for us, he doesn't want to familiarize his Holy Spirit. Remember the three are one. And he said, whoever blasphemeth the Holy Spirit, we are not going to forgive them. Now, though the Holy Spirit tries to glorify the Father and the Son, they too come out and they say, you dare touch of him. You dare despise and blaspheme him. They to honor him because he's Lord. And he wants us in Matthew 12.
Okuvira dala kunyorwa satumoro
verse 31
paka satumobiri
and 32
yatugamba bwati.
He told us this.
Matayo isura ya 12 olinyorwa satumoro
mu Matthew 12 from 31.
Kyenva mbagamba nti abantu balisonyiwa buli kibi n'ekyo kuvvoola naye okuvvoola omwoyo tekulisonyiikika. Olwa satumobiri buli muntu alivvoola omwana w'omuntu alisonyiwa naye buli muntu alivvoola omwoyo mutukuvu talisonyiibwa.
Ne balyoka bamuteekako ekitiibwa.
And they put an honor upon him.
Ne bagamba mulowooza atugulumiriza bwereere.
He think he glorifies us in vain.
Oyo y'omu nafe.
He is one with us.
Yes, he was
with Jesus.
Kati anamuvvoola.
Whoever blasphemes him,
tetujja kumusonyiwa.
We shall not forgive that person all their days. You can from the life of Jesus. But you can you even dare? For the three
are
one.
He decided
to put himself three offices.
It's
independent on its own.
Now
when you touch the Father,
it's
still the Son. And the Holy Spirit.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Their glory is of them. When you read in the Spirit of the Lord, when you read in the book of the Lord, their words you'll find that they are always in glory. The one spoken of is God the Father, is the Son, is the Holy Spirit.
Those
fall under the Spirit of the Lord, the seal of the Spirit of the Lord, the eye of the Lord. The glory is of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Make anything come like you to give it glory. If you compare it with that of God, how can you begin to call your pastor an inspector general prophet?
His lordship,
the
most light,
reverent. Find those glories in the Bible, honors
the
and the Spirit called us to the Father. I can't go deeper in them now,
but we have gone the seal
to we shall bring the seals along.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Amen.
But what you have to know, when the Father spoke of their glory, according to Genesis, as we wind up this seal, Genesis 3, verse 22. Genesis 3:22.
Mukama Katonda nayogera nti laba omuntu afuuse ng'omukuffe okumanyanga obulungi n'obubi kaakano aleme okugolola omukono gwe okunoga ku muti ogw'obulamu okulya okuwangalanga emirembe n'emirembe. Mukama Katonda kyeyava amutya mu lusuku Adeni alimenga ettaka mwe yaggibwa.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. He said, right now man has become like one of us. How many are they?
I don't
want to understand them in the Spirit of the Lord. It's the Father, the
word
we know as the Son, and the Holy Spirit. They never share the glory of theirs with another. You want to appear like them.
They
are glory, they chase you. Right now you two are very
honored.
If we are equal in honor to him, whom shall we worship?
That
they wouldn't have put us even to exist.
Oh,
we were gotten from them. We were
gotten
from the word the Lord Jesus. Now the
thing
of the Lordship they speak of is broad. We are gotten from them and we too existed. If we say that we are equal to them, whom shall we worship? Now that we say God has greed of glories and honors, why didn't he give us the Lordship unto us?
Olaba obadde okulira ebibanja kumi ku nsi ng'olinga Mukama. You've been having land pieces on the world and you appear like Lord tormenting people over those lands. Babakuwa Mukama we kurudeni. They gave you lordship over heavens and earth. Ne wakuru we kurudeni nanga wo. Above all the heavens, if it was yours. Mumulekawe ne Mukama. Leave God to be Lord.
Me
enjoyed when he is Lord. He is perfected in wisdom, in understanding, and in the counsel, in the power, in the knowledge, even the great awe and fear, in the spirit of fear of God. In that position, one of you can affect us badly. Remember, you had not perfected wisdom and understanding well.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. But the good thing, the inheritance of the kingdom of heaven is us as his offsprings. He says he gives birth to gods. After we get the Spirit of God in us.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
So
now glory is taken like that through the Spirit of the Lord. Not there claim to be a father over us. Or to claim to be the son of the living God. You are among the children of God. His own glory is the only begotten
that he loves.
God comes to introduce us as children of God.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus. Now the Holy Spirit of understood the things of blaspheming him will not be forgiven of your
sins
till you are like God the Father. And you see you're even touching onto the Son.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus. Speak of the Spirit of God in the Bible. You think that still it goes deeper.
And
glorifies God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The thing which troubles us in the Holy Spirit
is
to prove what we worship. Who and who?
It is Chino.
Nations are still fighting over this. And they say, maybe Jesus is the prophet or just the Son. I don't know where they will escape him on that day.
He
reached up there and he is Lord. And he is the God himself.
They
used to call him Messiah,
Nabi,
prophet. Those who may retain him always, they make him cry as a young kid. Every December,
put
him on television and radios and he's crying.
And
on God doing that to him. Yes, you praise Jesus.
So,
now, what I pray to you, that this seal has been far from us.
You
can get it from the scriptures.
The
person knows why is the Father there, and why is there the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go and get deeper, right from your thoughts where they end.
So,
these are the witnesses we have in heaven. When you add your own, I don't know where you would have gotten them. Let's read 1 John chapter 5. These are the ones who know things which began, those which are, and those going to be coming. If you join your own Lord, things are not easy. Judgment, you will tell them where you got another witness from.
That is a method.
Let's read and see.
Verse
John chapter 5, verse 7.
Kubanga waliwo abajulira basatu mu ggulu. Kitaffe, Kigambo, n'Omwoyo Omutukuvu.
Yes, he was
raised
Jesus.
Three witnesses in heaven.
Kitaffe,
the Father,
Kigambo,
the Word,
it's
the Lord Jesus,
n'Omwoyo
Omutukuvu, and the Holy Spirit.
Bano bakanya mu
these three agree.
It means
each is independent in their existence, even in speech and working. It doesn't mean they don't agree. They themselves are the beginning and they are the end. Those are what are in the seal of the Spirit of God.
And
if you want to prove you got it of it, or you've begun to be revealed of it, and you have nothing else you worship except the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
You
know, these are the beginning and they are at the end. We shall never get any other Lord. That's where he comes in Isaiah and he says, is there any other Lord besides me? It is of the Lord besting there.
And
the Holy Spirit coming out to urge you over that.
You
know, the Father may be speaking. Is there any other Lord besides me? And the Holy Spirit will come out to say, what about me? Is the same glory, they are the same.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. You had the Father ask that, and the Holy Spirit came out. Me too, I am out here, I am Lord. They don't differ in counsel. Wisdom and understanding is the same to them. Though they are the same, each can appear in their position and place. Just as we too have gotten from Christ,
independent mind.
Each person was given an independent mind. Each person can think independent as them.
Yes, you have
raised Jesus. But there are three witnesses in heaven. No one else will take him that they are a witness in heaven. That they were there in the beginning.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus. Think of that word. Those written some Bibles don't have that verse. The three witnesses in heaven.
You
best to restore it in your Bible. Look for the King James Version. Give you the 1 John 5:7. The three witnesses in heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus. These are the ones who hold on the Holy Family.
You know, not to be
you see them in the Spirit of the Lord. The eye of God.
Ephesians 2:19.
Yes, we
praise Jesus.
Jesus.
We are of the household of God.
Mm-hmm.
But this house,
mm-hmm.
in it are the three witnesses.
Mm-hmm.
One of them said, I'm your father.
Mm-hmm.
Another said, I'm going to be a mother over all creations.
Mm-hmm.
My fullness, let all of them be given.
Mm-hmm.
That is the word.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord Jesus Christ. Spoken of in John 1:16. From his fullness all of us were given. In John 15, he is the true vine. We two are branches.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. If you want to enter in this family, the Holy Family of Father in heaven,
still
you're baptized to enter the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit
in
the name of Jesus.
It
means in the Lordship, there's no any other Lord except the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Let's read
Matthew 28:18.
n'omwoyo omutukuvu.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
So
family etuukiridde obulungi.
That perfected family very well.
Erimu kitaffe.
It's having the Father,
omwana n'omwoyo
omutukuvu, the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Awo nongoli okukakasa.
And there then you prove
omwoyo ali kugweye mwoyo wa Katonda.
The Spirit upon is the Spirit of God,
kitaffe n'omwana,
the Father and the Son.
Kubanga tali kulumiza kirala kyonna.
You will never glorify anything else.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much. Pozi
mukama bwabwe,
maybe in their lordship,
mukutonda,
in the creation,
omu master planner,
one of them is the master planner.
Ye kitaffe,
it's the Father.
Natukomekereza siru eno,
as we wind up this seal,
n'obufunze bwayo nga betubukuwadde,
a brief of it given it to you.
Muntandikwa nga batandika bonsatule,
as they began the three,
kitaffe omwana n'omutukuvu,
the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit,
kutonda ko kulunesi,
in the creation of heaven and earth,
n'obutufu bwayo,
and its fullness.
Atonda kitaffe,
God the Father,
ye kulana aleta pulani zonna ezigenda okukolebwa.
All plans going to be made.
Atusomeko ku master planner, atonda kitaffe.
Let's read of the master planner, our Father.
Mulubereberye esula esooka n'olulimi
olw'omukaaga. In Genesis 1:26. Mulubereberye esula esooka n'olulimi olw'omubiri mukaaga. Genesis 1:26.
Katonda n'ayogera nti tukole omuntu mu ngeri yaffe, mu kifaananyi kyaffe, bafugenga ebyomunyanja n'ebibuuka waggulu n'ente n'ensi yonna na buli kyewalula ku nsi.
Yesu yebazibwe. Kitaffe yaleetanga pulaani
zonna
ez'okutonda eggulu
n'ensi
n'obujjuvu
bwakyo.
Katonda kigambo
nga
ye mwana
mukama
waffe Yesu
Kristu.
Katonda kigambo nga ye mwana mukama waffe Yesu
Kristu.
Wano tumuyita master creator.
We call him the master creator.
Buli pulaani kitaffe gy'aleeta,
every plan the Father wrote,
n'asooka agidrowinga wali,
he would first draft it down,
n'abeera master architecture,
and he could be the master architecture.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Yeba gwe tuyita master creator.
For the master creator.
Bangi babuzaabuzibwa ku kutonda kuno.
Many people are confused over this creation.
Nnaga kakati atani yatonda.
They say, who then created?
Kitaffe.
The Father.
Kigambo.
The Word.
Mwoyo mutukuvu.
The Holy Spirit.
Buli omu kutonda ayina part.
Each one in creation, they have their part.
Kitaffe tumuwulidde.
We have heard of the Father.
Master planner.
The master planner.
Kati kigambo kya Katonda.
Now the Word of God.
Iranga ye mwana.
And he is the Son.
Mukama waffe Yesu.
The Lord Jesus Christ.
Ye master creator.
He is the master creator.
Ngero esula ey'omunaana.
Proverbs 8.
Ngero esula ey'omunaana n'olunyiriri olwasatu.
Proverbs 8.
Katusomeko olwalumwe mwebiri.
From verses 22.
Ngero esula ey'omunaana n'olunyiriri lwabiri mwebiri.
Proverbs 8 from verse 22.
Mukama ali nange ekkubo lye we lyasookera, okusooka emirimu gye egy'edda, olwabiri mwesatu. Nateekebwawo okuva emirembe n'emirembe, okuva ku lubereberye ensi nga tennabaawo.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Tujjukira
twasomyeko mu Yokaana
emu. I remember we read in John 1.
Kuva ku olusooka paka olw'ekkumi.
From verses 1 to 10.
Kigambo bwe yali wamu ne ki?
When the Word was together with the Father.
Era ebintu byonna watali ye tewali kyenna kimu
ekyakola. And all things without him nothing else was created.
Niyi kigambo mu Yokaana emu 14.
He the Word in John 1:14.
Era yalabisibwa eno gye tuli ku nsi.
He appeared unto us on the world.
So yali mu ngeri sura eno ey'omunaana.
Now he was in the Proverbs 8.
22. Katusomye kankano olwasatu mu esatu.
Let's read right now in 33.
No, olwasatu paka asatu mu
lumba. 30 to 31.
Ng'ayogera bw'ati.
And he spoke this.
Engero esura ey'omunaana n'olunyi lwasatu.
Proverbs 1 verse 30. Proverbs 8 verse 30.
Kale nze nga ndyawo gyali ng'omukoza, era bulijjo yansanyukiranga nga ncakulisa bulijjo mu maaso ge. Olwasatu mu olumu, nga nsanyukira ensi ye ebeerekamu, n'essanyu lyange lyali n'abaana b'abantu.
Yesu yebazibwe. Nti kitaffe mwennyini
yalinga
n'ekigambo.
Naye
ekigambo agamba yalingawo nga master workman.
The Word says was there as the master workman.
Omuto omukulu mu kutonda,
the one who was in the creation.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Tuyina Katonda omwoyo mutukuvu.
We have got the Holy Spirit,
oba omwoyo wa Mukama,
or the Spirit of the Lord.
Ono ye master implementer.
This one is the master implementer.
He
was the one sent that put this here. God was the plan of the one has drafted it. He drafted it from the plan of the Father. God, the Holy Spirit. Praise Jesus. God, the Spirit.
Oh,
the Spirit of the Lord.
Master Implementer.
Known as the Master Implementer.
When
we read him in the first John, in Genesis chapter
1,
verse
1
and
2,
we are going to see him on the waters as they went on to create heavens and earth. Genesis chapter 1 from verse
1. Ensi yali njereere nga yetabuddetabudde. N'ekizikiza kyali kungulu ku buziba. Omwoyo gwa Katonda ne gumaamira kungulu ku mazzi.
Yes, he was
praised.
Omwoyo wa Mukama yali okulubereberye.
The Spirit of the Lord was in the beginning.
Abagenda okutonda eggulu n'ensi.
As they were to create heavens and earth.
Wabula omulimu gwe gwali gwakutumibwa.
But his role was to be sent.
Era kigambo ye yamutuma.
And the word was the one sending him.
And
the word got from the plan of the Father. Told him, let the other be put in the other place. According to Psalms 104:30, he speaks this. Psalms 104:30.
Amaso getaka.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Moyo mutukufu.
The Holy Spirit.
Naye Katonda.
He too is God.
Naye yatumibwanga kubiteekawo mu kifo kyabyo.
But was sent to put them in their place.
Nga pulani kigambo kyali akubye.
Just as the plan, the word had drafted.
Okuva mu pulani ya kitaffe.
From the plan of the Father.
So bonna ba Katonda.
Now all of them are gods.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
And
don't be confused over any single one. Who created, who did that?
Yes, he
praise Jesus.
Amen.
And the people ask, now how many did they create? How many were they in creation?
Friend,
all the three are the same one person. Gave himself to three offices. And each one is independent. And each one does their work. But they agree. And the wisdom is the same. The spirit of understanding is the same. And the counsel is the same. The spirit of the power is the same. The spirit of knowledge is the same. And the fear of God. No one can scorn another.
So
when we read Genesis, Genesis chapter
1,
verse 3,
like
we heard Psalms
104:30,
he sends his spirit and they are created. We in Genesis hear one speak. Let there be this. But we don't know whom they used to tell.
And
the one who used to command, we don't know him. Genesis 1:3.
Katonda n'ayogera nti wabeewo obutangaavu. Ni wabaawo obutangaavu.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Had you been there, kitaffe yali aleta plans.
Remember the Father brought these plans.
Nga master planner.
As the master planner.
Kigambo kya Katonda.
The word of God.
Come up for Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
And
he drafted them down before they were put in place.
And
he sent the master implementer, the Holy Spirit.
He
told him, I prepared and stars are meant to be in the firmament of the heavens. You put them there. And the Holy Spirit did that. And the three appeared to be creators. And when you read the Bible, you may find they say God the creator.
Kigambo kya Katonda,
Katonda. God and he created. Who created?
Katonda kigambo.
Is it God or his word?
And he
said his spirit and they are created. And the question confusing is this. Did the spirit the one create? In Psalms 104, he sent his spirit and they are created. In John 1:1. Andrew 10.
awatali kigambo.
Without the word,
wali nechimwe chatonde.
Nothing was created.
Ani yatonde. Ani yatonde.
Who created of these ones?
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Father who created?
When
all of them are created.
What did they
did in the creation? Those are what in the spirit of the Lord. The seal of the spirit of wisdom.
It,
of what we hear in the Holy Scriptures.
What's
behind the spirit of wisdom? And we move on to read as we understand them. Reaching seal of the spirit of fear of God. May God bless you. Let's rest briefly. Right in the journey of heaven. My journey and your journey. And we are seeing how the true seekers of God and they seek His kingdom and His righteousness, the kingdom of heaven. How they take off seals from the word of God. And we finished the first seal. We want to move on with the second seal. We want to see the seal of the spirit of wisdom. Seal of the spirit of wisdom. The eye of wisdom. Book of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
We
told you last time that when the Holy Spirit was gathering the Bible,
he
first saw things which were above the heavens in the beginning, and he saw those which are in the creations of heavens and earth and their fullness, and those going to be coming in the new heavens and the new earth. After passing away of heavens and earth which are,
yes,
praise
Jesus so
much. Now when he saw, and still they were written down.
We've
heard in Psalms 12, verses 6 and
7,
and God speaks like this.
Zaburi esula ya kuminabili nori nyoromukaga. Ebigambo bya Mukama ebigambo ebirongoofu. Nga feza ekezibwa mu kyoto ku nsi. Erongoosebwa emirundi omusanvu.
Yes, you have a
praise
Amen.
Jesus. The words of God,
they
are purified 7 times through the 7 spirits of God. Aspect of words passed in the spirit of wisdom
is
want to look onto how do they appear. Then we have moved on to remove that seal off, and you understand and see things just as God sees them. Like it told us in Revelations 1:4, and he spoke this. Revelations 1:4.
Ejiri umaso gentebe ye.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much.
Kigambo cha Katonda,
the word of God,
Bible,
the Bible as it is in its fullness, the Old and New Testament, they were released from the 7 spirits of God. That's why they are filled with wisdom and understanding. And this time we see the seal of the spirit of wisdom of God. The spirit or the eye of the wisdom of God. His scriptures, how did he gather them? First and foremost, the major thing in all, that he has the spirit of wisdom. He had focused much to distinguish the voice of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. This is the major thing he focuses on, to see that in us we can separate the voice of the Father
and of
the Word and is the Son and the Holy Spirit. That's the spirit of wisdom.
as you see
right in the lampstand, the spirit of wisdom, the eye of wisdom.
Many
people want to hear the voice of God.
And
they read the scriptures of truth. And the others, they want to listen to it when they are seated in any place. That God speaks with them. In the dream, they listen to his voice. But in the word of God, they don't know how the Father speaks through it. And they don't know how the Holy Spirit speaks through it. And most don't know at all. Whether, how does Christ speak? How can I distinguish that this is Christ speaking to me? Those we have put under spirit of wisdom. And it happened that the Father is in it speaking, and even the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, together with the Holy Spirit.
And
the way which can ease this,
then
we get to understand
that
this is the voice of the Father, this is of the Son,
and
this is of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Wisdom. He works on these issues. And in the entire Bible, he has filled that word in it. And he brings in words of wisdom,
able to
bring us the voice of God, that we understand the voice of God, how it appears. When it begins in Proverbs 1, verse 20, he speaks this of wisdom. Proverbs 1 from verse
20.
Praise Jesus. Wisdom, it speaks out loud.
So if
you want to know who is speaking, the word of God,
know
the Father is in it speaking,
the
Son and the Holy Spirit. Who can separate it for you that this is the Father speaking, that is the Son, that is the Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom?
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
As you would require with
you can separate for you that that's the Father.
Wanga ye are the voice,
he brings each his voice differing from another. Even though they speak about the same counsel, and the understanding is the same, and the power is the same, and the knowledge is the same, even bringing the glory of God to fear him. Still moves and speaks in verse 21. Proverbs 1 verse
21.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus so much.
Amagezi,
wisdom, where we gather from, we must be able to know that here the Father is the one who says, here the Holy Spirit, here the Lord Jesus, the Word of God. Even if you stand preaching on the streets, or where the highways meet, they expect you to bring the voice of the Father. But many stones without number, it's been very hard to bring that voice. But many people say God told them. But when you ask them, he spoke and told you in what office? Is it the word the Lord Jesus told you, or the Father? Give us of the voice and we hear. You know, we too as children, when we are in this body, we don't know much the voice of their father. They don't know that of the mother. They know that of their elder relatives and brothers. It's not that.
But we, as children of God, we
don't
understood this. See, even if your father and parent writes you a letter, you
can
read and realize that this is my mother or my father's speech in the letter. When they bring a letter, it's for someone else.
You
see the flow of the writing and the speech in the letter.
My father
cannot dare speak like this.
So if you know,
now those, many of those which will confuse the us, not able to hear and listen the voice of the Lord, emphasizes it to us to listen to his voice.
If
one can help us, the spirit of wisdom himself, if
you
want to check yourself which level you're
raised,
listening the voice of your Lord,
the
more you listen,
every
time you read scriptures, you know who spoke. You know the spirit of wisdom is moving to increase in you.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
While
we yearn to listen to the voice of God, but if in his book we fail to listen to that voice, where else should we find any dreams?
Yes,
praise Jesus. Takes us in Proverbs
8.
Wisdom moved on to be spoken of like this. Proverbs 8 from verse
1. Engudo wesibuka mukubo umasangazira ugayimirira.
Wisdom brings out the voice. Now there are those who stand on the crossroads that they preach the gospel, but they cannot even bring out the voice of God. That people will realize, how did he know that here the Father is speaking? He said, and Christ said in the Old Testament, how did Jesus speak out there? Yet you listen to him.
Yes, you was
praise Jesus.
So we have the two seekers.
These are the two seekers of God. Those two seekers of God in the kingdom of God, in his righteousness, the kingdom of heaven, they can be able to hear and interpret this book which was given as the Father in heaven. And in the jar of heaven, we shall read and you hear that the Father said this,
what
the Son spoke this,
about
the Holy Spirit.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much. He moves on and says, Proverbs 8, verse
3.
Yes, praise Jesus. Our Father is taking long to speak with us a long time.
The
word of the Lord Jesus who speaks, and the Holy Spirit who speaks, but all along our ears had not gotten open. It got very hard to even hear them. I choose to rebuke as much about this in Isaiah 48.
It
said, all this long your ears had never been opened.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Amen.
You can read the Bible and you can't hear.
And
you say, God is saying,
ask
you, what God and Lord is speaking there? We hear you speak the Spirit. Now, how does it speak? I heard you say your Father is speaking. How do you know he's the one speaking?
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Amen.
But friend, all along, ears of church had never opened. And those in the world now to do what?
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Someone big headed in that head that they speak with God.
Say,
how does God speak?
His
voice.
Man,
for I hear it. And he's speaking how? If demons then speak. for them to speak. How do you separate that this is God? They want to help us the spirit of wisdom. To remove the seal, and now we hear the Father.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
You know, we love much to listen to his voice.
If we to Bible,
read Bibles a couple of years, all the past generations under the sun, and we too existing now, and those going to be coming, and most of them have been, they could never hear and be able to listen to his voice. Friends, they always want God to speak with them.
Already
they spoke in the entire Bible.
But
all long ears have not been opened. Now they're waiting on the dream or when they're moving on the way. And they hear him speak to them. According to what he told us in Deuteronomy 28, he speaks like this. Deuteronomy 28 from verse 1.
Bono nyikiranga okuli eddoboozi lya Mukama Katonda wo.
Ekigambo okulira eddoboozi.
The word listen to the voice.
Lya Katonda wa
of the Lord our God.
Kitaffe.
The Father.
Omwana.
The Son.
N'omwoyo omutukuvu.
And the Holy Spirit.
Kirimu okunyikira.
Boast to diligently.
Kugamba ne bw'oba osoma bw'oti.
And put your reading like this.
N'osooka owuliriza.
And the first post to listen.
Nejjukira bw'oba tolina na mwoyo w'amagezi
mu. If you have no spirit of wisdom in you.
Kizibu okupozinga owulirize.
Not to pause to listen.
Era osobole okutegeera ani ayogera naawe.
Understand who is speaking with you.
Yes, he was
praised Jesus.
Tumula abasinga balowooza Isaiah yayogera.
That's why many people think Isaiah is the one who spoke.
Abala balowooza oba yali Yosua.
Others think perhaps it was Joshua who spoke.
Ne munange kitaffe mwali ng'ayogera naawe.
The Father is in the Bible speaking with us.
Ekigambo kye Mukama waffe Yesu.
What the Lord Jesus. The Holy Spirit. And the Bible that we can't hear.
Yes,
we
have
praised Jesus.
We
want to bring the full glory of this God. The wisdom of God. As we pass through the gate of heaven. All these we are meant to first summarize them.
And
they understand what kind of people they are with. Those who bring this knowledge. We are the true seekers of God. Even seek his kingdom and his righteousness. The kingdom of heaven. And we can interpret. Take off seals from the book the Bible. And reveal secrets of the kingdom of God. In the kingdom of heaven. Hear and understand very well. Delicately hearken to the voice. In the spirit of wisdom. He says this. Deuteronomy 28 from verse
1.
Yes, Jesus. You know we want much to what is commanded us. You know where you get weakened and you see some promises as if not working. And if you say perhaps the prophet spoke them. For you can't hear the one speak. You can't understand the Father now is speaking and telling you. This is the word of the Lord Jesus. This is the Holy Spirit.
Their
brethren I found. And they told me we don't want to know who spoke. We just read the Bible. I told you them now.
The
Holy Spirit emphasized us saying
you
have to diligently hearken to the voice. And the other, he says, if you are his sheep, you are his child. Must be able to know and hear his voice. You can follow something else. You can follow Lucifer. And he's speaking to you. Can't separate him that this is the devil. That's why we reached verse 15, he told us. Deuteronomy 28:15. He spoke on this issue like this. Deuteronomy 28:15.
Nayo ulituuka bwotende wulira ddoboozi lya Mukama Katonda wo okukwata ebiragiro byonna n'amateeka bye nkulagira leero okubikola n'ebikolimo bino byonna biri kujira biri kutuukako.
Kakati omanye ekikolimo ekiva mu butawulira.
How do you know a curse which comes from not hearing the voice?
Natuwulira ddoboozi lya Mukama Katonda wo.
Listen to the voice of the Lord your God.
Kubanga oba tosobola liwulira.
For if you can't listen to
kizibu n'okunyweza byakulagira.
Hard to hold on what he commands you.
Now,
look at castes within nations.
Listen
to the voice of God.
Told
us we have to be diligent in hearkening to this voice.
This
is that the sun in many past years. Hearken to the voice of the Lord your God in the Bible. Even that pastor reads the Bible and he said that one
David,
David who spoke, take him as
well.
And he said it is me this time.
How
you can take God aside and you plant yourself in this position? Problem of told which has been happening. As God has created a new generation,
we know
the full knowledge of God. We shall be able to bring the real wisdom. Someone understand what we call wisdom of God. Able to listen to the voice of the Lord the God. Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
For he told us in John 10. He said this.
John 10
from verse 1.
Daladala magamba nti ayita mu mulyango ng'ayingira mu kisibo ky'endiga. Daladala magamba nti atayita mu mulyango ng'ayingira mu kisibo ky'endiga naye n'alinyira awalala oye mubbi era omunyazi.
That's the Satan himself.
Olunyiriri olwokubiri. Naye ayita mu mulyango ye musumba w'endiga.
Nti ayita mu mulyango.
The one who passes through the gates.
Come off for Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Musumba w'endiga.
Is the shepherd of the sheep.
Yokane sura ya 10 olunyiriri lwa kusatu. Oyo omugazi amugulirawo n'endiga zimuwulira eddoboozi.
Nti oyo omugazi.
That now the watchman.
Amugulirawo.
They open for him.
N'endiga zimuwulira eddoboozi.
The sheep listen to his voice.
Ate ekizibu kiri wano.
The problem is right here.
Abantu balina ebintu bye basinza ku nsi.
People have things they worship on the world.
Esimanyi w'abangi baali bawulidde Katonda kitaffe bw'ayogera.
They have ever heard how God the Father speak.
Juzi yagenda najja nga batiza Mukama waffe Yesu.
Last time he came as they baptized the Lord Jesus.
N'agamba oyo mwana wange gwe
nsanyukira. He said, that's my beloved son.
Nebagamba ki ekyogedde?
And they said, what has spoken?
Laddu yeekubya.
Is it a thunder which is Lord?
Baali tebawulira.
We are not being able to listen and hear.
Land we have footed away.
Is it a thunder which has God speak such a word?
Yes,
God has been speaking. Now you are whose sheep? Or you are whose child? You don't know the voice of your God. Don't separate it from other spirits speak. John 10, verse 3.
Oyo mugazi amugulirawo. N'endiga zimuwulira eddoboozi. Aziyita endiga ze amannya, azifulumya ebweru. Bw'amala okufulumya ezize zonna, azikulembera n'endiga zimugoberera. Kubanga zimumanyi eddoboozi.
Kubanga zikola ki?
For they know his voice.
Bannange. Wakamala emyaka emeka ng'owulira eddoboozi
lya Katonda? How many years have you spent when you can hear the voice of God? Through the Holy Scriptures. When you tell me you hear through dreams, or you hear as you move out in the way, I will doubt what you listen to.
kubanga bwe batasobola kuwulira mu kigambo kya
Katonda
kati wawulidde ki ewamu lwe kyogera
nawe
kubanga okukebera amaloboozi g'ebyo ebyogera
okukakasa
obanga lya kitaffe
kubanga
lya mwana oba omwoyo mutukuvu tukomawo mu kigambo kya
Katonda
kiki kitubuulira
Yes,
you have
raised Jesus.
So, very, very way.
Now, the way like that, he explained and said, John 5, verse 5. John 10, verse 5.
Umulala, teziri mugoberera, neziri muduka budusi, kubanga tezimanyi dobozi ya balala.
We as children of God, we are meant to know the voice of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we know it very well.
Yes, you have
praised Jesus.
Amen.
And
truly, you know, they say there is that type of bird. It records the sparrow, records everything you speak, and it repeats it. When you say you, it also says you.
Come on,
gets the voice. Everything how you spoken it, it speaks it back.
Yes, you have
praised Jesus.
Amen.
But a child of God, what is wrong with a child of God?
They
say they have the spirit of wisdom, yet they don't have him. Wisdom is focused to listen in the voice of God, as his word is.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Bring you
that of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
And
if another's voice mixes in, and it's rejected, never follow the voice of another. You know, one day the father complained, say we don't understand his speech.
It's
a case not to understand your speech. Imagine you going to your home in your bedroom, you find your brother's voice speak. Yet your father is laughing. He's singing his songs. You enter there. And you hear as if your younger brother is
laughing.
You just enter the shower. You can be ashamed. Understand your father's speech. You don't know how he speaks. If your father is just he's thinking himself and is just singing and that's how perfect you immediately realize that is my father. But children of
God,
even if they read, they cannot separate it. You find them with white claiming they understand.
We
hear the voice of God. How does it speak? It speaks. One day Elijah has waited it to thunder and roar. It wasn't thunder. It was in understanding how does God speak.
Elijah
waited him in the thunder and the thunders began. He went into the world. That is him. He must end up lowering like that.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Yes.
He came out very peaceful.
Elijah.
You were behind.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Mean.
Now, the truth is this, brethren. Not many of the people can listen to the voice of God.
But
the new generation with the full knowledge of God, through the book of remembrance, in the journal of heaven,
can
remind all our brothers in the entire world, able to resume here the voice of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In this holy book, even if they will be moving,
when
he will send his voice, will be able to appreciate it from the other different voices.
Both of be sleeping in the dream. Prove the Father is now the one speaking. When they find in an evil spirit,
it's
not God speaking.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
he tells us in John 8, verse 42. To 43. He complained on the issue of not knowing his speech. John 8:42.
Yes, nabagamba nti singa Katonda ekitamwe mwandi njagadde nze kubanga naveri Katonda n'enjijja so sajja kubanga enzekka naye oyo eyantuma. 3. Kiki ekibalobedde okutegeera enjogera yange kubanga temuyinza kuwulira kigambo kyange.
Temusobola
kutegeera njogera
yange
kubanga ekigambo kyange tekyeyabya gye
muli.
Kigambo tumulina mu
buwandiike.
Mukama waffe Yesu
yasooka
okujja mu muzimu gw'ekitabo gwa
muwandiikiwa.
Naye singa ekigambo kino kyali nga muffe mitima
gyaffe
nga kirina we kituula kyandikwanguyidde ng'okwawula enjogera ya
Katonda.
Kubanga omuntu gye yandikomye soma nnyo ekigambo
kino
ng'alina n'omulagirizi
we
omwoyo
w'amazima
ng'amulagirira nti awo taata yayogera awo nno oyo mukama waffe
Yesu
awo nno nali nze
now that here I was myself.
Katono omutume twamuwamu ku ofiisi katono
the apostle here was given the office briefly.
N'ayogerera mu mwoyo
w'okutegeera. Spoke in the spirit of understanding.
Yesu
manya
gwe kankubuulira olaba.
Let me tell you see
ekintu ky'okutegeera eddoboozi
think of understanding the voice
ekigambo kya Katonda
the word of God
okuyita mwoyo w'amagezi
spirit of wisdom
kiri mu kunyiikira mu kigambo kiri
diligently being
tuleka nekiyabya mu mitima
gyaffe we leave it have room within us
kiryoke kituukirire
kiri come to pass
nti singa tukkiriza ekigambo kya Katonda
if we accept the word of God
tubaamu amagezi mangi
we have much wisdom in us
naye singa tugaana ekigambo
if we reject the word
temubaamu amagezi
it's not wisdom we hold. Maybe just speak. Everything you find you speak. And you claim God spoke.
So
issue of listening to the voice of God. And the spirit of wisdom. And is very major. If you're to enter the kingdom of heaven,
you
must be able to listen to the voice of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Amen.
It's not like that.
He spoke
in Timothy of evil spirits which
pervert.
That people listen to deceiving spirits and the teaching of the demons. If you can't hear the Father,
you can
hear all other spirits.
First Timothy 4
from verse 1.
Timoseo ekisooka essula ey'okuna n'olulimi olusooka. Naye omwoyo ayogera lwatu nti mu nnaku ez'oluvannyuma walibaawo abaliva mu kukkiriza nga bawulira emyeyo egikyamya n'okuyigiriza kw'abasetaani.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Mu nnaku ez'oluvannyuma
in the latter days
walibaawo abaliva mu kukkiriza.
There were people who abandoned the faith.
And they
hear the deceiving spirits
and
teaching of the demons. Imagine that this world.
Yes,
praise Jesus. You know, many people have things they hear and they say God told them, but they don't know how God speaks. Following teachings of the demons. That's why I tell you, move on as the spirit of wisdom. Understand your major first work, which works in you through the word. Bring you to differentiate here the voice of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Yes, we
praise Jesus so much. And then it will make you wise. You have wisdom of the voice of God.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
So
now the Holy Spirit in the Bible, when he passed the spirit of wisdom, he focused much onto the voice.
And
the question that meets there still. It says this. You think when they start to plan, is the word himself who spoke alone or the Father? The others, you think they never spoke. So in Genesis 1:26, the Father brought out the plan like this.
Katonda nayogera nti tukole omuntu mu ngeri yaffe, mu kifaananyi kyaffe, bafugenga eby'omu nnyanja n'ebibuuka waggulu n'ente n'ensi yonna na buli kyewalula ku nsi.
Yes, dear, praise
Jesus.
Kitaffe yayogera.
The Father spoke.
Kole omuntu.
Let's make man.
Olowooza ekigambo teyaleeta teyayogera ye.
The word too never contributed.
Oba Omwoyo Omutukuvu.
Or the Holy Spirit.
So naye yayogera.
He too spoke.
To
come to pass the through witnesses in heaven. We have through witnesses
there.
You can't be a witness when you don't speak. You have that.
A
witness is a dumb person never speaking.
They are
in the courts of law. They are just making signs, they don't speak. I found him, Kurt is doing a sign of
that.
You just have to chase that witness.
In your
courts, people don't speak, and their witnesses that brought them to be witness.
But to so be
don't expect. As it is in 1 John
5:7,
for there are three witnesses in heaven. Let's read there.
Ebaluwa yokana esoko sura yokutano n'olunyiriri olw'omusanvu.
1 John 5:7.
Kubanga waliwo abajudwa basatu mu ggulu, Kitaffe, Kigambo n'Omwoyo Omutukuvu.
Yes, yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Abajudwa basatu mu ggulu.
Three witnesses in heaven.
Usubira omu yabeerangayo ng'ayogera.
Expect one was the one that speaking.
Oba n'abaanawo bayogera.
Even the others to spoke.
So
now the scriptures of truth, as they are in the book in heaven, is where the Father spoke, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The copy of the book sent to us which we have here.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now all of them we are supposed to speak. That's why the truth says this. Prophets never spoke what they wanted, but they spoke what was coming from God.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Petero Echisoka. Petero Echokoviri. Esule Soka. N'olunyiriri lwa
kumi.
Petero ekyokubiri esuleseko olunyiriri lwa abiri.
2 Peter 1:20.
Nga mumaze okutegeera kino nti buli kigambo kya bannabbi ekyawandiikibwa tekitegeeza kukoma kw'oyo yekka, kubanga siwali kigambo kya bannabbi ekyali kireeteddwa mu kwagala kw'abantu, naye abantu baayogeranga ebyava eri Katonda nga balungamizibwa Omwoyo Omutukuvu.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Ayogeranga ebyava eri ani?
Spoke what came from God.
Eri Katonda. Naye twawulidde nti Katonda yaliyo nga Kitaffe.
But we had God is there as the Father.
Omwana.
The Son.
N'Omwoyo Omutukuvu.
And the Holy Spirit.
So buli omu yaleetanga ebibye.
Each one brought out his.
Naye okusobola okwawula eddoboozi lya.
But to be able to separate their voice. This one was speaking like this.
No, no, no.
This one spoke like that.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now things like this were hard for us to be able to understand their speech. Read Bible not a few years. Even some of you are of many years in the body. But you hear of it from your forefathers or your grandfather. Today some of us may be calling you a granny. You two on your grannies, you never heard from them.
That
God speaks like this in the Bible.
And
that when you hear a voice like this, it's the Father.
Yes, you have
raised Jesus.
Amen.
But God is good. Right now there are good seasons like this, where we can read our Bible.
kitabo cha Katonda
ufumulamu of our living God,
ikitulagira Katonda wa
directs us our God,
wakabaka bwana obutuuzi
the kingdom and his righteousness,
wakabaka obwomu
the kingdom of heaven,
natuli eddoboozi lye nga tugoberera,
as we listen to his voice and we are following,
nga bweryogera nga bweritusomesa,
as it speaks and how it teaches us,
etusobola okutuuka mu kifo kiri kyennyini kyaga tutuukemu,
can reach the real place he wants us to reach,
lugendo lweggulu
in the journey of heaven,
waliwo akanyumira ak'okuyiga okugoberera eddoboozi,
there was an aspect of learning how to follow the voice,
ng'ekigambo bwe kiri,
as the word is,
atinga mu Yerusalemu
and in the Jerusalem,
wabaku nsikuno
or on this world,
abagenda bankubira arrow n'okuwandiika wo ebigambo,
moved on pointing an arrow and writing words on it,
nenyiririza
and the scriptures of it,
atinga nze nosoma okumanyi wako teno bakutema malaika wa mukama,
realize whether the angel of God has headed this direction or the other direction.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Training here in Musiomo.
Now the training is out there in the spiritual world.
So you go kubiya katona ngoita mudobozi die
to learn and following God passing through his voice.
Maybe I want kubiya masema bibili.
Scriptures of truth are.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Amen. Ya munakuzi katona yaje yogera okuita manabi.
But God came speaking through prophets in the different ways.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much.
Ngeriyezeja
in the different ways.
Erede mumwana munakuzoruma.
Even in the sun in the latter days.
Yali munga ayogera.
He was in the sun speaking.
Abosa tulibogera.
And the three are speaking.
Inge dobozi bali isa muomba.
But the voice passed through one.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much.
Chavatuga bibulani esulisoka.
Why it tells us in Hebrews chapter 1.
Yatugamba bwati.
It tells us this.
Abebulaniya esula esoka n'olunyirusoka.
Hebrews 1 from verse 1.
Katondedda byogeranga mu bitundu ebingi ne mu ngeri enyingi eri bajjajjaffe mu bannabbi.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Katonda yogeranga edda.
In the past God spoke.
Mu bitundu bingi.
In the many places.
Ne mu ngeri nyingi.
And in the many ways.
Eri bajjajjaffe.
On to our forefathers.
Ng'ayita mu bannabbi.
As he passed through the prophets.
Naddoboozi lya Mukama lye liyita mu bannabbi.
The voice of God passed through prophets.
Era bannabbi baabeeranga maleediyo.
The prophets were like radios.
Naye nga radio station yali mu ggulu.
But the radio station was in heaven and
yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Omanyi abantu baline efujjo.
You know people have stubbornness.
Omusingana ali ku radio nga agamba.
You find them on your radio saying.
Radio yange neyogera.
This my radio speaks.
Akati neyerabira ndi mu radio mulimu abogera nga basinzira ku station.
Forget that the radio they are both speaking and they are besting in the radio station.
Yukira radio station nene yobakabaka
mu. Remember the radio station of the kingdom of God.
Ilimu abajuli wa masani.
Need a three witnesses.
Bonabo
all of them speak
ati ulira abantu bali ku radio bali ku radio bali discussing
people on radio discussing
abu okamba radio ye yogera
begin to praise the radio speaking much
ili nama geze yogera abageze
speaking wisdom
songa ate mulimu abali ku studio ye radio station ni basinzira yo nebogo
radio station the best the studio and they speak
ati guanonofu na marogo
is you here you get voices through your radio
so bana bibona
now all the prophets
babiranga radio za katonde
we are radios of God
na batumi
even apostles
aya isamwe dohozi
and they pass the voice through them
na connectinga kumoyo
kwa and they connect in their spirits
ngabo atugamba Rumi sura 8:18
tells us in Romans 8:16
omoyo gwa katonde ngwega seno omoyo
of God joins on our spirit
no tandiko furumia
it begin to release God's message
ninge dubuzi difumali ya kitafa
the voice releases of the father
ira uweli omwanga
of the son
uwo moyo mutuku
of the holy spirit
so cyakarubiriza nyaba ndubaje
it happened many people's like
kumanya nokuri baka tonda yayo kira
no and to hear whether God is the one speaking
yayo kira mu nyoro ko binagamba
ko in verse 2 said this
abebulania isule soka nolinyirwa ko biri
Hebrews 1 verse 2
munako zino ezoluva nyuma yayogera nafe mu mwana Uyesawo kuba omusika wa byonna irago yatonza ebintu byonna
Yesu
praise Jesus
examples tujjo okudako okulaba
examples we shall get to see next
atutandisa omwoyo okutegeera
when we begin the spirit of understanding
yagenda okutuwa ku examples
is the one to give us of the examples
wate na yali nabi afokasinze
he to is focused on to something
ebya wano katonone wali katono
via a little and there a little
unyiriri ku unyiriri
scripture by scripture
haula kitine kitabo kigezi
this book is a very wise book
wani yachikola yomugezi
but the one who made it is the only wise God
kitafali mu
the father in heaven
no mwana no moyo
mtu the son and the holy spirit
unapozungumza nyuma
in the latter days
agambi yali ne mwana amizayo
it was in the son speaking
akati waliwo wasingana nga Yesu ngaalugera mu ndagaano eno empya
times upon Jesus speaking in the New Testament
nga kitaffe mwennyini
and the Father himself was speaking
eddoboozi alikonekitinze mu mwana
connected his voice through the Son
nga lifuluma
it gets out
abamu ne bagamba ayogedde nga nannyini bwe
Yesu people spoke he has spoken like the one with authority
kumbe nannyini buyinza kennyini yayogera
the one with authority himself was the one speaking
yes he was
raised Jesus
Amen. So naye abooluganda
but brethren
kwagala kwetegeka ati practically enkya Yesu yebazibwe Koseya 12:10 agamba
Koseya 12:10 he says
Koseya esula ey'12 n'olunyiriri olw'ekumi
Koseya 12:10
era nayogeranga ne bannabbi era nyonge nti era nayogeranga ne bannabbi era nyongedde okwolesebwa era naagereranga engero mu mukono gwa bannabbi
jamosome bulungi
Koseya esula ya 12 olunyiriri lwa 10
Koseya 12:10
era nayogeranga ne bannabbi era nyongedde okwolesebwa
segizizo okwolesebwa n'ateeta
series of visions he brought to them
yayogerera mu bannabbi
is the one who spoke through the prophets
nabo ne baleeta eddoboozi lye
brought out his voice.
Ubura waliwo series ezokolesebwa nyingi mu kitabo kino.
There are series of visions in the Bible.
Kolesebwa n'ebirooto nga biri series ez'enjawulo.
Dreams in different series.
Yagamba yayogera n'engero ye yazigera.
And say even the parables is God himself who spoke them.
Koseya esura ya 12 olunyiriri lwa 10.
Koseya 12:10.
Era nageranga engero mu mukono gwa bannabbi. Gireyadi butali butuukirivu
Yesu
yebazibwe
mwenyini agamba
he God himself says
ndina engero ze muwulira nti engero za Dawudi
even parables and proverbs you hear of David
si za Dawudi
they are not of David
oba engero za Solomon
or the proverbs of Solomon
si engero za Solomon
they are not of Solomon
ojja musangayo nga yayogera
you will find him there speaking
nga mu ngero munaana
like in Proverbs 8
abiri mu 22 naga mukama yali nange ku buli
byasogera God was with me where his way began
kati awotoyiza kuwongawo
now can't you get mad over that statement
ata ani gwe yali nayo
Solomon nawe kutulimba Solomon don't deceive us
go wali ni mukama
is it you who was with the Lord
yes he was
praise Jesus
amen naye ayogera mu ngeri nyingi
but spoke in many ways
then before maybe in jawuro
even in different places
okuita bannabbi
through the prophets
na batume
even apostles
yes he was
praise Jesus so much
ngeri
in the different
ways, song of songs
if the ways we have song of songs
usingana muri kigambo nga ayogera
you find in them the word speaking
baba no bankubye ne banzija ko no munagiro
kwa beaten me taken even my cloak
yes he was
praise Jesus
amen. So Bible kitabo kitukufu
Bible is a holy book indeed.
Wabura mukurire ndoboozi ya Katonda.
But listen the voice of the God.
Tafu mwana no mwana.
Father, Son and the Holy Spirit.
He don't know teka atomo ndugu ya kaso aso tu ya maga ita moyo wa magezi.
That's the door and the Holy Spirit alone can help us through the spirit of wisdom.
Ugena maso no kuwasaganya.
Remove and connect that voice.
Ugena kuba batandikirawo nakuruli.
We are going to be beginning from there tomorrow.
Ngatula basiru. Iyo moyo wokutegera
and we see the seal of the spirit of understanding.
Ili sodi okutegera kwa Katonda.
The eye of understanding of God.
Yageno tuwekiza hapo za ze kitafu bwayogera
no. The one who gave first example of how the Father, Son and the Holy Spirit speak.
Kubanga yali mu mubarungu.
For is the one who has that principle or rhythm of the words.
Iyo moyo wokutegera icho kiyakola ko.
Spirit of understanding specifically worked on that.
Kaka sange dobozi lino
to prove that this
prophet kwa na wali lifurumira wo.
Come from this prophet who come also from another.
Ekigambo kibogeddeke
the what they are spoken of here
afula bangare mu ngakireta ko mu Isaiah
to see even in Isaiah it's brought out through him
ye moyo yo okutegeka
the spirit of understanding
ekitabo no ekijoka kikolebwa no namagezi no
book was made with extreme wisdom
katutandikira we
let's begin from there
tomorrow
thank you for coming.